Don't laugh.
Hi, and welcome to Drawing Blood. I'm Emma Merkling.
And I'm Christy Slobogan.
And this is a podcast about art and the macabre.
So we're both art historians, early career researchers, and we are both really interested in the intersection between art or visual culture and the history of science, technology, medicine, the occult, death. We're just defining all of that as the macabre. So that's what Drawing Blood is about.
We started this podcast because one of the things that tends to happen the further you get along in academia is your research area becomes increasingly narrowed. And we wanted to remember why we enjoy doing what we do.
And what excites us about what we do. So, you know, as we're going through these episodes, we'll each be picking something that we find fascinating and thinking through it. So it's all very, you know, we're figuring it out.
It's discussive. It's dialectic. We have range.
Exactly.
So we're going to bring an object or an idea sort of to the table and talk it through.
We have a range of topics that we're going to cover in this first season. So everything from surrealist photographs of severed breasts to the testing of spiritual mediums and their ectoplasm to a discussion of Andy Warhol's cosmetic surgery. So basically our topics sit at the juncture of visual culture, the macabre, and the history of science and medicine.
I specialize in the intersection between art history, visual culture, occult history, and history of science, sort of from the late 19th to early 20th century period.
And then I specialize in the visual culture of surgery, particularly in the 20th century, and I also look at women artists, the history of emotions, and trauma.
But we're going to try to talk about things that are outside of our area of expertise too, because that sort of experimentation is important to us and gets us to talk about things that we don't get to talk about anymore, you know, which made us interested in becoming art historians in the first place.
Pursuing these long degrees
in the first place. Yeah, I didn't want to say career, because that's like a really bold word for what's going on in my life
exactly,
right now.
Exactly. We are trying to have fun with some difficult topics as we go forward.
Yeah, and to that end, it's probably worth just a general content warning for the series as a whole. You know, we will be talking about issues that people might find upsetting or disturbing. You know, we'll cover bodily mutilation, we'll cover rape, we'll talk about incest.
And I mean, a lot of the images themselves, even if it's a routine surgery, can be upsetting to people. So, you know, obviously this is an audio project, but we will be describing these things in detail and linking to the images in the show notes. So just as Emma said, you know, a general content warning.
But I think one of the things that we'll see as we go through these images and as we go through the course of this series is that what's upsetting about these photos, about these images, is often what's also most interesting about them. And also that there's a lot of feelings that come up in relation to them, often ones that seem inappropriate, but that's interesting and that's art historically relevant. And that's one of the things we're hoping to explore.
Yeah, we'll be talking about feelings a lot. So we're really excited to bring Drawing Blood to fruition. And we wanted to thank the Experimental Humanities Collaborative Network for funding this podcast.
And the Courtauld for bringing us together.
Yes! In the past. But yeah, we look forward to welcoming you to our first episode.
Bye.